Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Simple Facts of Life Radio, where we're seeing that a lot of people have just about had enough. Had enough of lockdowns, had enough of government overreach, enough of Mussolini wannabes posing as state governors, just about had enough of being told what to do. But around here, at least, there are certain things that we can just never get enough of. And you know what those things are: personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. I am, as always, your host, Chief, coming to you from a gloriously overcast day somewhere in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon. If you'd like to join the show, the number here is 949-272-9588. Well, okay. Like I started out with, people are getting fed up. They've had enough. Tired of the lockdowns, tired of just not being able to live their lives the way they think they should be able to live their lives. Well, there's a response. Some states are starting to open up, mostly states run by more conservative governments, but then again, for some bizarre reason, those states seem to be the ones that started out with the least problems. But nobody is completely open yet. Things are sort of being phased in, so you can open a restaurant, but you can't fill it up, and well, every menu has to be individually printed and disposed of, and all your servers have to wear masks and gloves and all that sort of thing. But we're starting to open up. And since this means we're starting to get a little bit of freedom in our lives, well, you know what that's going to make happen. People on the left are going to start going nuts. What are you doing? Why, you don't care about people dying? You evil capitalists are putting profits over people. Yeah, that's kind of what we're hearing. Now, you remember, it seemed like just a few weeks ago, we were hearing phrases like, we need to flatten the curve. Yeah, but we need to flatten the curve so that, we can slow down the spread. Newsflash, the curve has gotten flat. sure, there are still some new cases, and some people still have this disease, but it is definitely slowing down. But is that good enough for the people on the left? No, because as the left is prone to do, they are now moving the goalposts. Oh, we can't open things up until we have an absolute slam dunk, can't miss cure, a vaccine, because we can't allow anyone to ever catch a cold again. Yeah, that's what we're hearing now. And let me give you a simple fact of life here. That ain't likely to happen anytime in the near future. And even if we do get a vaccine, I mean, what about next time? And here's another simple fact of life for you. There's going to be a next time. I mean, haven't you noticed, like, every couple years there's something, you know, SARS, when you have Ebola, swine flu, there's always some kind of a pandemic. And you just got to wonder, what makes this particular pandemic so special? Because I'm just thinking, you sift through the numbers and, you know, who's dying and what's going on, and these numbers are manipulated. They've gotten it to the point where anybody that gets run over by a truck but happens to test positive is now a coronavirus death. I mean, if you just get through all of it, I'm not sure that this, what we have here now, is really all that much worse than just your standard run-of-the-mill coronavirus. Those have been around for a long time. Up until recently, that used to be called the common cold. And now we're seeing evidence that this particular strain of coronavirus has actually been around here longer than we thought. I mean, they were talking about it, like early January. There was a big thing about what was going on in China, and late January, some people started to freak out, you know, like the president, and he banned travel from China, which, of course, was racist since the president did it, and everything President Trump does is racist, until, you know, it wasn't. Now it's only racist to say it was from China. You know, the other people were saying that before, but all that aside, now we're seeing indications that there may have been cases of this very strain of coronavirus in the United States as early as last November, except nobody knew about it. Because it was, yeah, boy, I just got over a cold, and boy, it was a bad one, but yeah, I got over it, like every other cold. This one was worse than some others, but yeah. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing from antibody tests. People have the antibodies for this particular virus, and you're seeing people may have had it, and they didn't really have a big deal. Oh, New Orleans Wake Up is in the chat room, and he asked, when was the last time I recall funeral homes being filled to capacity. I don't recall that, and I don't recall hearing about it this time, but if you know something, sure, put it in there. I'm going to get to some of that in a bit, though, because from what I'm seeing, the virus is much more widespread than we've been led to believe. I may have had it. You may have had it. New Orleans Wake Up may have had it. Stephen in Michigan may have had it. Who knows? Maybe if, you know, I never felt, you know, I got my usual thing. I thought it was an allergy, a cold, whatever. But I haven't been tested, but who knows? Maybe if I did get tested, they'd find the antibodies in my system. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't get out much. Although Chief at number two does work at Walmart, so she comes in contact with a lot of people, sort of. But all that being said, the biggest difference that I see is that this one is causing a panic. Why is that? Because even another year, I remember a few years ago, we were all kind of panicked about Ebola. But nothing got shut down much. The sick people got quarantined, but not the healthy people. And most people believe that Ebola is probably a little worse to catch than this thing, because this one seems to have basically a 99% survival rate. And when you can, and that's among the people that we know have, that knew they had it. The people that don't know they have it, you know, like maybe I had it. So far I've survived. Okay. New Orleans Wake Up thinks I'm brain dead, but no. Now, you know, he asked me if I thought it was all a hoax. I think the virus is real, but the reaction to it, I'm coming more and more down on the side of the people that, and I did start out this way, but I'm coming down on the side of the people that think this whole panic was ginned up. And it, I hearken back. Remember what was a couple years ago? Bill Maher, guy who makes some sense sometimes, but one of his best known comments was, well, we have to stop Trump at all costs. If we need to crash the economy, well, it's worth it. Bring on the recession. Of course, he could say that because he's a millionaire and recession isn't going to bother him a bit. But, yeah, is that what this whole thing is really all about? In the immortal words of James Carville, it's the economy, stupid. The Democrats have been terrified of the booming economy. Not that I thought it was really all that booming, because we're still borrowing too much money, but still in all, unemployment was down. Minorities are doing better than ever, at least as long, unless you're one of the people that actually wants to live on welfare and poverty level, and that's really not very many people of any race. But the leftists are using this to accuse Trump of putting profits over people. Well, here's the way it looks to me. The leftist politicians are putting power over people. They want us to get used to the new normal. The new normal being shut up and do what we tell you. If you don't understand what the new normal is, well, I've been telling people, you can read the manual on it. It was written 70-some years ago by a guy named George Orwell. That's the new normal. Don't question anything. Now, back in the Navy, we used to have a saying, what we'd tell people, what I thought I, who told you to think? Yeah, that's what us Navy chiefs used to say. Well, we're hearing that from a lot of people right now. Who told you to think? Don't worry about this hideous pandemic. We'll save you. Just do what we tell you. Just get into this cattle car and we'll take you somewhere safe. Just step into this room, and after we seal up the doors, you won't have to worry about no virus no more. I know. Nothing like that could ever happen. I mean, nothing like that's ever happened anywhere before now, has it? Yes. Our politicians, especially the ones on the left, they want us to trust them because it's for our own good. They want to save us from ourselves. So, you know, they talk about how many people have died. And yeah, a lot of people have died. But then a lot of people die every year. And they point out the most interesting thing is, where have most of these people died? I mean, a whole lot of them tend to die in nursing homes. Newsflash, people die in nursing homes all the time. Well, it was quite a few years ago. My father died in a nursing home. This was long. I don't know if there was any pandemic du jour that year, but whatever it was, he was dying. That's why he was in the nursing home. I mean, he was 85 years old when he died. Kind of had Alzheimer's brought on by a traumatic brain injury that he had suffered 25 years earlier. He, you know, he mostly recovered from that, but he was never quite the same, and he just kind of started to lose. He kept going in his own house until he was 80 down in Southern California. And then my brother, he brought him up to Oregon, put him in an old folks home, a retirement community kind of place. And he lived there for a few months by himself. And then they brought in a caregiver 8 hours a day, then 16 hours a day, then 24 hours a day. And eventually he went into a nursing home. And he lasted a few months there, and then he died. See, that's what happens in nursing homes. A lot of people die there. If I ever make it to a nursing home, well, hopefully I'll have my paperwork together. You know what I mean? I don't. You see, even if somebody died directly as a result of coronavirus in a nursing home, that was probably sort of the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, Elizabeth Warren's father died of this virus. Oh, no, she's a victim. Well, guess what? The guy was 86 years old and had the history of other problems. And that's the same. Even if the coronavirus was, in fact, the straw that broke the camel's back, there were plenty of other straws about to fall on the back there. Most of those people, I mean, I'm not trying to put it lightly, but most of those people would not have lasted that much longer anyway. Seems like 20% of the people that have died of this, from what I've read, are like over 80 years old. 80-year-old guy dies. What a shock. And another 20% are over 70, and almost none are under 20. I mean, just think about it. Is it really that big of a deal? But okay. I've been rambling on too long. It seems like people have had enough. There are protests, like people in Michigan showing up at the Capitol with guns. So, of course, anybody has a gun is a terrorist because, you know, the fact that they didn't shoot anybody. And I have to respond. New Orleans Wake Up says, Shelby's people should be thrown away. I did not say that. You take care of the people as best you can. But as best you can doesn't mean you're going to keep them going forever, because you can't. You do what you can for them. You take care of the sick people. You don't lock up the healthy people. And that's what the protests I was talking about are about. Now the courts are getting into it, and some of them are siding with the open up people. The Wisconsin Supreme Court did, I guess last week it was, week before. My friends on the left said, these people are nuts. They're trying to kill people. No, they're not. Just yesterday here in Oregon, we had a circuit judge in the state, I guess, circuit judge out in Baker County, which is way on the other side of the state. But he ruled that the Governor Brown's extension of the order had not been approved by the legislature. And I guess since he was a circuit judge, he issued a statewide injunction, and the governor said, you know, asked him to stay his, and he said no. So that's what's going on. I'm just saying, I hope we get back to normal. And I don't mean the new normal. Now, I understand it's going to take a while. You know, maybe I'd like to see Trump reelected. Well, prefer him to Hansi Joe in any event, although I've said before Joe is not going to be the nominee. But that's a subject for another day. But if the economy starts to rebound quickly, that'll be good. Now, I've been rambling on too long, as I often do. I wanted to touch on another subject, because we've been hearing about Obamagate lately. I mean, the left is saying that Fox News is talking about nothing else, and they forgot about the coronavirus, so they can only talk. I don't watch Fox News, so I don't know what they're talking about. If that's, you know, doesn't matter. It is a story. However, a lot of people are seeming to think that Obama is going to be held to account. No, he's not. And I've said this, if you're one of the strange people that actually listen to this show on any kind of a regular basis, you know what I think about it. But I'll go over it a little bit. But, okay. There's a couple schools of thought about this. I read an article yesterday by one of my favorite, really funny writers, Kurt Schlichter, and he pointed out one of the right-wing talking points about, yes, there are two justice systems, one for them and one for us. And that's a valid point, but that's not the point I always make. Yesterday, the Attorney General came out and said, no, we're not going to go after President Obama. We're not going to go after Vice President Biden. And, of course, people on the right were all upset about that. But he did say there might be others, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, Clapper, Brennan, that crowd. Maybe. And maybe they'll flip. Maybe they'll turn on Obama. You know, that would be a good idea for them to do that. If I was Clapper, I would say, you can't touch me because you touch me, I'm taking Obama down with me. See, that would be a way out for them. If they could say, I'm taking him down with me, shift the blame to Obama, that will make them just as bulletproof as Obama is. Because I've said many times here, President Trump will never, ever, ever let Obama be prosecuted for anything he did. You know, think back, in the last couple of years of the George W. Bush administration, after the Democrats took, we're going to get Bush, him and Cheney, war criminals, we're going to get them. And then when Obama was elected, yeah, we're going to get them now. I knew that wasn't going to happen. I knew there was no chance Obama would let Bush or Cheney be prosecuted for anything. Because that would set a really bad precedent. No president has ever been gone after he left office. And guess what? Trump expects to be an ex-president. Maybe a little less than a year from now, maybe a little less than 5 years from now, but someday. He doesn't want to set that precedent. The only precedent we have, the closest thing we have to any kind of a precedent on this, is the case of Richard Nixon. Now, personally, what I'm seeing right now is it looks like Nixon wasn't anywhere near as dirty as Obama is. But that doesn't matter, because everybody back then, and I'm old enough to remember it, everybody agreed that Nixon was dirty. Republicans, Democrats, there wasn't the kind of division. There was one thing we could agree on about Nixon was dirty. And then what happened? There was no precedent about this. Well, President Ford started one. He issued a pardon to President Nixon. Now, that always seemed like kind of a weird thing to do to me, but, because since Nixon had never been convicted of anything, but, you know, so he had nothing to pardon him for. He could have said something like, well, I'll direct the Justice Department to leave him alone, but that would have looked like he was interfering. Issue a pardon. Just put it to rest, and he said, our national nightmare is over. Yeah, going after an ex-president, especially one who was as popular among many people as Obama was, that would be a national nightmare. I would expect that should it come up, should people want to charge Obama, that President Trump would pull Gerald Ford and issue a pardon. He would say it was for the good of the country, and he'd be right, because we're too divided already. And I am out of time, so till next time.